Namo Buddhaya. Welcome to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mahameonawa. We're so glad that you're joining us today. When we start the day by doing meritorious things with our Kalyanamitta, like taking the precepts, chanting, and listening to the Supreme Buddha's Dhamma, then we know for sure we will have a good day. When the Buddha explained what a good day was, he said that it's a day when we can practice his instructions. Even if the rest of the day seems bad, we can still say we had a good day because we practiced the Supreme Buddha's teachings. Recently, we've been learning about the Samma Sambuddha quality of the Supreme Buddha. Do you remember exactly what it means that he was a Samma Sambuddha? Because it has an important and very specific meaning. We call him a Samma Sambuddha because he was able to discover and understand the Four Noble Truths all on his own, without anyone's help. It's very difficult to do this. Even when they're taught to us, still, we have to work hard to fully understand them. But a Samma Sambuddha does this all on his own, without a teacher, because of his developed wisdom. We'll get to learn about that today. We'll also chant the Mahamangala Sutta together. So, if you have your Paritta book, you can get that ready, or click on the show notes link to read it online. Now let's take the refuges and the precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say it together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me. Say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking, intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, and to realize the Four Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Paritta chanting, Maha Mangala Sutta, the discourse on blessings. Now we'll get ready to chant the Maha Mangala Sutta together. Turn to page 17 in your chanting book. This is a very famous sutta, especially in Sri Lanka, and for good reason. If we follow the advice in this sutta, then surely we'll have a happy life now, we'll have a good rebirth in the future, and we'll one day be able to attain Nibbana. All of that is contained in this sutta. When we chant this sutta in Pali and English, then we can really think about the things we can do to have blessings in our own lives. Now let's chant together.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Evam me sutang ekang samayang bhagava savattiyang viharati jetavane anatha pindikassa arame atako anyatara devata abhikantaya rattiya abhikantavanna kevala kappang Jetavanang obhasetva yena bhagavate nupasankami upasankamitva bhagavantang abhivadetva ekamantang atthasi ekamantang thita ghosa devata bhagavantang gataya ajhabasi. Thus have I heard on one occasion the Blessed One was living in Savatthi at Jetavana at Anathapindika's monastery. Now when the night was far advanced, a certain deity whose surpassing radiance illuminated the whole of Jetavana approached the Blessed One, respectfully saluted him, and stood to one side. Standing thus, he addressed the Blessed One in verse. Bahudeva manussacha mangalani achintayum akankamana sottanam bruhi mangalamuttamam. Many deities and humans longing for happiness have pondered on the questions of blessings. Pray tell me, what are the highest blessings? Asevanacha balanam, panditanancha sevana, pujacha pujaniyanam, etang mangalamuttamam.
not to associate with the foolish, but to associate with the wise, and to honor those worthy of honor. These are the highest blessings. Patirupadesa vasocha pubbecha kata punyata atta samma panidicha etang mangala muttamang. To reside in a suitable locality, to have performed meritorious actions in the past, and to set oneself in the right direction. These are the highest blessings. Vahu satchancha sipancha vinayocha susikkito subhasita chayavacha etang mangala muttamang. Vast learning, skill in handicraft, well-grounded in discipline, and pleasant speech, these are the highest blessings. Mata pitu pattanang putta darasya sangaho anakulacha kammanta etang mangala muttamang. To support one's father and mother, to cherish one's wife and children, and to be engaged in peaceful occupations. These are the highest blessings. Dānañca dhammacariyāca jñātakānañca saṅgaho anavajjāni kammāni etaṁ mangala muttamaṁ. Generosity, righteous conduct, giving assistance to relatives, and doing blameless deeds, these are the highest blessings. Arati virati papa majjapana cha sanyamo appamado cha dhammesu etang mangala muttamang. To cease and abstain from evil, to abstain from intoxicating drinks, and to be diligent in practicing the Dhamma, these are the highest blessings. Garavocha nivatocha santutthi cha katang yuta kalena dhamma savanang etang mangala muttamang. Paying reverence to those who are worthy of reverence, humility, contentment, gratitude, and the timely hearing of the Dhamma, these are the highest blessings. Kanti cha sova chasata samananam cha dasanam kalena dhamma sakaccha etang mangala muttamang. Patience, obedience, meeting monks, and timely discussions on the Dhamma, these are the highest blessings. Tapo cha brahmachariyancha ariya sacchana dasanam nibbana sacchi kiriyacha etang mangala muttamang. Self-control, chastity, understanding the noble truths, and the realization of Nibbana, these are the highest blessings. Puttha saloka dhammehi චිත්තං යස්සන කම්පති අසෝකං විරජං ඛේමං ඒතං මංගල මුත්තමං The mind that is not touched by the ups and downs of life, the mind that is free from sorrow, stainless and secure, these are the highest blessings. Etadisani katvana sabbattham aparajita sabbattha sottin gacchanti tam තේසං මංගල මුත්තමන්ති Those who have achieved these blessings are victorious everywhere and they succeed in all their goals For them, these are the highest blessings ඒතේන සච්චේන සුවත්ති හෝතු By this truth, may they be well-being. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato Sammā sambuddhassa Homage to the Blessed One The worthy one, the supremely enlightened one, Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu.
Nama Buddhaya, dear children, the Blessed One is endowed with great qualities. The second quality is the Blessed One is a Sammasambuddha. So Sammasambuddha means the Blessed One. Our Gautama Buddha realized the four noble truths without a guidance of a teacher. And the four noble truths are, first one is, there is suffering. That's the first noble truth. The second one is, there's origin of suffering. There's a reason for suffering. And the third one is, suffering can be abandoned when the cause is abandoned. And to abandon that suffering, there's a noble eightfold path, and that Noble Eightfold Path is the fourth noble truth. So altogether there are four noble truths. So today we are learning the third noble truth. Dear children, the Blessed One said, Idanko panna bhikkave dukkha nirodhaṃ ariya sacchaṃ. Monks, the noble truth of the cessation of suffering is this. Yo tassa eva tanhaya asesa viraga nirodho chago patinisaggo mutti analayo. It is the complete cessation of that very craving. Cessation of what? Of that very craving. Giving it up. Relinquishing it. Liberating oneself from it. That means you are getting away from craving. And detaching oneself from it. So now, what happens? People delight in craving also. People like to maintain craving. So here we abandon craving. We give up the desire towards craving. And once that craving is abandoned, we don't delight in this world full of suffering. So the third noble truth is, this suffering can be abandoned. There is a cessation of suffering. Now some people, when they do not know a way to overcome suffering, they get lost in their life. They take wrong decisions in life. That's because they don't really recognize the path for the cessation of suffering. Then the fourth noble truth is, Idanko panna bhikkave dukkha nirodha gamini patipada arya sacchaṃ. That means, monks, the noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering is this. Ayame vāriyo attangiko maggo. It is just this noble eightfold path. Attangiko maggo, that means that path consisting with eight factors. Seyyati idam. That is, namely, sammā ditti, right view. Sammā saṅkappo, right intention. Sammā vācā, right speech. Now children, see whether you have these things. Just when I'm telling these things, compare yourself. Read your mind. Talk to your mind. Think yourself. Recall your knowledge of Buddha's teachings. And see whether you have right views, right intention, right speech, that is Samma Vacha. Then Samma Kammanto, right action. Samma Jivo, right livelihood. Right livelihood is, you know, living a proper life without cheating others. See whether you have right livelihood, that is Samma Jivo. Then Samma Vayamo, right effort. Now this effort is not just that is used to do things secretly or just pass your examinations. This right effort is to abandon unwholesome defilements and to abandon laziness and to develop wholesome deeds and to be diligent in practicing the Dhamma. Right effort, that is Samma Vayamo. Then Samma Sati, right mindfulness. Now you know what right mindfulness is. Right mindfulness is, you know about the fourfold mindfulness, the fourfold foundations. Dear children, you should know, you should have mindfulness towards the body, the reality of the body, not just the external appearance. Then we should have mindfulness on feelings, what we hear, what we feel from our eyes, what we feel through the ears, what we feel through the nose, whatever we feel through the tongue, whatever we feel through the body and the mind, we should be mindful. And we should know all these things are impermanent. Then we should have mindfulness on the mind. We should have mindfulness of our mind. We should know what we are thinking, what we are recalling. Then we should have mindfulness on the Dhamma. So mindfully we should do these things. So Samma Sati, that is having mindfulness in these four things. Then the last one is Samma Samadhi, the right concentration. So just imagine, children, when you have these wholesome good qualities, when you develop these good qualities, won't you be able to develop concentration? You will. Now remember, Buddha realized all these things, these eight factors, together with these four noble truths, without a guidance of a teacher. That's the amazing part. Children, we should learn how Buddha dedicated his previous lives to become a Buddha. Now, in the last life, he had to give pain to his body for 6 years. He gave pain for his body for 6 years. And then only finally, when he was about to die, after struggling so much, he realized the Noble Eightfold Path. If Buddha did not realize the Noble Eightfold Path, until now, no one could realize. Children, there was one person, an ascetic, he used to stand on one leg in the daytime. His ascetic practice was to stand on one leg. And then in the night, what happens? He goes to the toilets and eat excrement in the night. When people bring food for him, you know, people were so happy thinking that, wow, this man is standing on one leg. What a difficult task he's doing. So those days in India, even today, when people give pain to their body and do ascetic practice like that, people are so happy with that. They think for a person to do like that, they need to have a lot of courage and a lot of effort, a lot of mindfulness, which is a wrong view. So this ascetic who stood on one leg, and in the night, in the daytime, when people bring food, he just take a grass leaf and touch the food and licks. And he says, okay, it's done. Then people say, sadhu, 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 when they leave. But in the night, this ascetic, he goes to the toilet and eat excrement. Why is that? Practicing a wrong way of monk life. And in the daytime, he reject the food and eat excrement. Why? In a previous life, he has done a bad karma. But finally, he met the Buddha and he also became Arahant. He gave up that wrong practices and eating excrement, and he corrected himself and followed the Noble Eightfold Path. That's because he met a Buddha. That's because he met a Buddha. Not only that, ascetic children, there were many other monks in their previous, when they were lay people, during their lay life, who did a lot of miserable things. But after meeting a Buddha, all those people, they got a refuge from the Buddha. That refuge was not just to go to a divine world. That refuge was not just to give dana. That refuge was not just to go to a Brahma world. That refuge was to overcome suffering forever. In your life, try to think each and every suffering that you go through in life. Finally, after you attain Nibbana, after you attain Mahaparinibbana one day, whatever the bodily suffering also will be abandoned. Just children, if you have a life, just imagine children, if you have a life, even thousand people scold you, you don't get angry. And even if you see the most valuable things from your eyes, most beautiful things, you don't get attached to those things. You can live without them. And even thousand people cheats you. Yet, even people disrespect you. Even if your friends are bullying you. Yet, if you don't have a mind that gets sad. Just imagine what kind of a mind we could have. A peaceful mind. So remember, children, we got this protection because a Buddha is a Sammasambuddha. He realized the Four Noble Truths without the guidance of a teacher. Practice this as a meditation. That is Buddha Anusati. His realization is more than this great earth. If someone says that Buddha's realization is like the great earth, that is not a proper saying. The Buddha's realization is more than this great earth. So let's go for refuge to that Buddha. Learn the Buddha's teachings. Children, dedicate your lives to the Buddha and gain the ultimate protection. Think at least once a day that our Buddha is a Sammasambuddha. He realized these marvelous things without the guidance of a teacher. So may you have the opportunity to go for refuge to the Buddha who is a Sammasambuddha and become a real disciple of a Buddha and attain the ultimate bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
It was great to spend time with you today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. All this week, we've been learning about the special qualities of the Supreme Buddha, his Arahant quality, his Sammasambuddha quality. We've learned beautiful similes, like the simile of the 100 spears, remember that? And the simile of the steep precipice. All these wonderful ways that we learn about the qualities of our teacher, the Supreme Buddha. So, let's share merits. Today and all this week, we've been doing wholesome actions by body, by speech, and by mind. We've taken the precepts every day. We've recited Pirit, we've done meditations, we've listened to sermons about the Supreme Buddha's teachings. All these things are very powerful good karma. And when we do actions like this, we like for other people to also rejoice in this merit. So, may all heavenly beings, may our teacher Lokasonya Hangsa, our parents, our friends, our relatives, may they all rejoice in this merit. May they have happy minds thinking about the wholesome actions that we've done. May they soon experience the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.